There are a lot of diesel engines out on the roadways. Some are relatively old, and that means higher levels of pollution and more damage to the environment and public health. Some changes have been made, and still more are being considered at all levels of government. That's the focus of this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU, and my guest for Issues of the Environment today is Susan Harley. Susan is the Michigan Policy Director for Clean Water Action. Susan, welcome, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I don't see a ton of them today, or at least I don't notice them as much, so I'm curious as to how prevalent diesel engines are in today's transportation landscape.
Diesel engines are extraordinarily prevalent, especially the larger vehicles like our trucks, our bulldozers, our cranes. Those vehicles are diesel operated because of their high horsepower. They also are very long lived and they stay on the road for about 50 years in some cases.
And that's where we start to run into bigger issues because technology 50 years ago or even 20 years ago isn't what it is today. What is the difference between a new diesel engine and, say, a 15 to 20-year-old diesel engine?
So the EPA put in place some air quality standards for diesel engines. They are phasing in up to the year 2015. On-road diesel vehicles have already been taken care of as of 2007, all new diesel on-road vehicles that are expected to operate on the highway. Those already have something called a diesel particulate filter that reduces the harmful pollution from diesel engines by over 90%. Those technology requirements are just now being phased in again to the year 2015 for off-road vehicles, those vehicles not expected to operate on the highway like our construction equipment. So those engines are still dirty for the most cases, and we won't be seeing those turned over for several decades.
Well, what exactly are the emission hazards in these older diesels?
So one of the main components is particulate matter, also known as soot. It is very toxic. In diesel emissions, there are an element of carbon that then toxic gases adhere to, so it becomes a toxic particulate. It enters your lungs and can, because of its fine diameter, can travel through your airways into your bloodstream directly, where it can cause tissue damage, cancer, heart attack, stroke. So what we see because of diesel exhaust are very high levels of cancer. It's about three times as cancer-causing as all other air toxics combined.
That's rather significant. How much better are the new diesels than the old diesels when it comes to now that they've removed 90% of that particulate matter?
So because of that 90% reduction, they're very clean comparatively. What we are seeing, though, are from those old dirty engines, they can stack up and cause health impacts in the numbers of over 21,000 people in the U.S. per year are dying prematurely because of the exposure to diesel exhaust.
Now, that's the human impact. Obviously, this soot will settle in water and everything else. What is its impact on the ecology of a Great Lakes state like Michigan?
Well, definitely there's that air to water disposition of those contaminants, but one of the most significant environmental impacts of diesel exhaust is black carbon pollution. That soot element of diesel exhaust is about 2,000 times more potent a greenhouse pollutant than carbon dioxide. So it's trapping heat, radiating heat, and is a very significant impact on climate change.
And how well do these new diesel engines compare to today's, you know, regular gas-powered engines?
Well, there's always a trade-off as far as, are you looking at reducing CO2 emissions? Are you looking at reducing particulates? So, you know, I don't think really good research has been done on how they equate to each other after they've been, you know, cleaned up to the extent possible. What we are seeing is that some diesel cars have higher fuel efficiencies, but again, they need to have those filters.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Susan Harley. Susan is Michigan Policy Director for Clean Water Action, and we've been discussing the environmental impact of diesel fuel. Well, Susan, I think you've laid out the problem quite well. Now I'd like to look at some potential solutions. Where do we need to start as a community to first address these issues? Local level, state level, or federal level, or all of the above?
Definitely all of the above. So Clean Water Action is part of a national campaign, the Diesel Cleanup Campaign. You can find information at dieselcleanup.org. So we are looking at a number of issues federally. We've been working to have a concept called clean construction included in the federal transportation bill, and that requires those types of engines used on public transportation projects to be clean so that they're not having an impact on public health.
Now, you said that some of these are up to 50 years old. Is there a manner in which they can be retrofitted, and would there be a subsidy for that?
Sure. So the current version of the transportation bill would put about 25% of the highway dollars available in those areas with poor air quality and have a way to have diesel retrofits be prioritized. Other sources of funding, like the Diesel Emissions Reduction Act, are out there federally providing dollars for fleets as well as state-owned vehicles to make that transformation, either retrofit with a diesel filter, or in some instances, you might need to replace the engine.
What is being done more locally here in Washtenaw County?
So Ann Arbor has a proposed idling limitation that has had some legs that would reduce idling, limit it to around 5 minutes. That's the standard. There's similar legislation introduced at the state level. That is one particular solution that is, you know, turning off an engine when it's not needed. And that's a really great way to save money and reduce those harmful emissions.
That almost has to be a voluntary measure, though, doesn't it? Isn't it? I mean, how do you monitor that and address it in any judicious fashion?
Well, over 26 states in the nation do have mandatory idling limits in some shape or form. So what it usually is, it's a complaint-based system for the most part, but also police are able to see if an engine is idling unnecessarily. A lot of times it's education and providing those alternatives so vehicles don't need to idle if there's another way to provide the function that's needed without, you know, burning that fuel.
Well, as we discuss local standards, perhaps state standards, and certainly federal standards, politically speaking, does the will exist to adequately address these issues? We're so polarized.
Absolutely. I think we have seen a lot of environmental issues become polarized in the past several years. However, there has been strong bipartisan support for idling limitations in the past. You know, I can't say whether or not we'll see anything in the next year, but we remain hopeful, definitely.
Well, some opponents to this measure, and there are opponents to new standards, they contend it would make diesel engines less fuel efficient, which is one of the attractive qualities of new diesel engines, and that would thereby increase consumption, returning more particulate matter back into the environment. Isn't that a concern of yours as well?
Well, what we have seen are varying studies on whether or not there is a fuel impact from the use of filters. Some studies have actually shown a fuel savings after the filters have been installed. So I don't think we have, you know, clarity regarding whether or not there is a fuel loss or not from the diesel particulate filters. But in general, you know, the 90% reduction, I think, would offset if they had to use, you know, 1-2% more fuel.
If you were in the market for a new car today, would you consider a diesel?
I would not. I would consider an electric vehicle. That is where I think we're moving for the future, is really moving beyond fossil fuels to those other alternatives. I have a friend who has a Volt, and it just seems really great. I'd like to move forward with having something that I could power renewably and have no use for fossil fuels anymore.
Well, where can we find out more information about this subject matter again?
The website is www.dieselcleanup.org, or you can check out Clean Water Action's website at www.cleanwater.org/Michigan or MI.
Susan, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate the information.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it as well.
That is Susan Harley, Michigan Policy Director for Clean Water Action. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of Morning Edition each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.